something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
Would you turn into your Bibles? Turn into your Bibles. Being spiritually minded. Spiritually minded. Romans chapter number 8. I'm reading to you from verse 3. For what the law could not do. Now, because it is a study of the scripture, I would want to begin from a better position, because verse 3 begins with the word for, which means it is connected to the previous verse, which also begins with the word for. Is that right? So we go to verse 1. Will that be okay? All right, verse 1. Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Those that are in Christ, there is no condemnation for them. Hallelujah. Then it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, that means, who walk not after the senses, but after the Spirit. Now, you see, we have two major sources of information. The one is the spirit, the other is the senses. We have information from our spirit, or we have information from our senses. Now these separate or various informations will go straight to our minds. And then we make decisions. Now, that means the information that we get from our senses, that means from the body, the voice of the body is the senses. Your five senses, they are the voice of the body. So you get information from your senses and they are recorded in your soul. We're dealing there with the mind. Okay? Because the soul is the seat of the mind, the emotions, and the will. In other words, you make decisions in your soul. So, whatever information you get from your body, you record in your soul. And you decide to act on that information or not to act on that information. You see, a lot of times we tell people how important their spirit is. But the truth is, your mind is so important. Your soul is so important because that's what takes you to hell or to heaven, because that's where you make up your mind. That's where you decide. Now, you also receive information from your spirit, and the information you receive from your spirit would also be recorded in your mind. You can also decide whether or not to follow the information that's coming to your spirit. Now, just because you got some information from your spirit doesn't mean you're going to act on it. You can study the word and say, I don't want it. You can hear the voice of God in your spirit and reject it. It's up to you. You don't always have to act on it. He doesn't force anybody. But it's in your interest to act on what the Word of God tells you, what the Spirit of God tells you. Hallelujah. Okay, now it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the senses. Put the word senses there. Go back to that verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are... Now the word condemnation actually means judgment. So he's saying there is therefore now no judgment to those that are in Christ Jesus. No judgment for them. Why? Because they were judged already. When Jesus was judged for them, they were judged already. Hallelujah. Because Jesus died in their place. Now, of course, he died for everybody. You know that. The point is, not everybody has accepted what he did. Okay. There's therefore now no judgment to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the senses, but after the Spirit. Who walk not after the senses, but after the Spirit. They do not make their decisions on the basis of the senses, but on the basis of the Spirit. They act not according to their senses, but according to the Spirit. Now, just while we're on that, I'd like you to look at chapter number 9, same book. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you there? All right, I want you to read verse 8 together. One, two, go. How powerful that is. He says, that is, they which are the children of the flesh. The children of the flesh are not the children of God. He says, the children of the flesh are not the children of God. So we should not live according to our senses. Hey, come on. I do not accept that God is with me because I feel He is with me. I accept and confess that He is with me because the Word of God says so. He says, Lo, I am with you always. What is always? Always is all the time. But there are people who will act differently whenever they feel that God is with them or that He is not with them. Now, sometimes somebody prays and says, well, I'm not so sure that God heard me. I prayed anyway, but I'm not sure God heard me. Why? Well, I just didn't feel so. What has feeling got to do with it? He said, ask and receive. He said, if we pray in the name of Jesus, the Father hears. He didn't say, if you feel that He hears you, then He hears you. Now, there are people who feel, well, I think that I'm living well. I think I'm living righteously. Why? Well, I just feel I'm close to God. Feeling that you're close to God has nothing to do with it. There's too many people who live according to their feelings. And so their religiosity has gained the better part of them. Sadly, so many people in that class run churches. So many people like that are pastoring. I'm not critical of them. I'm saying they got a problem. And that means those that they are leading are going to have the same problem. Because they walk in the flesh. They walk in the senses. Now look at the Bible again. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the senses, but after the Spirit. Who walk not after the senses, but after the Spirit. Now, Jesus said, when you say something, believe it, and it'll come to pass. Now, He didn't say, it'll come to pass if you feel it. He said, if you say it, and doubt not, that which you say shall come to pass. But then we say it, and then we feel differently, and then we confess differently. Then it doesn't happen, and we say, we don't know why it didn't happen. No. He didn't say, if you feel different, change your confession. Come on here. Look at verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, watch the tenses, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. He didn't say shall make me free, but hath already made me free from the law of sin and death. I can preach for a whole month on that. That's a powerful subject. I think we have some tapes in that already. I've spoken to you on the law of the spirit of life. Hallelujah. Okay, now I'm going to verse 3, where I really wanted to begin with. You remember? Okay. It says, for what the law could not do. He's talking about the law of Moses. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Us, who walk not after the flesh. Us, who walk not after the senses, but after the spirit. He says the righteousness, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the senses, but after the spirit. Glory to God. All right, keep coming. Verse 4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. Those who are after the senses, after the flesh, they are concerned with the things of the flesh. But those who mind the things of the spirit, what are they concerned about? If you are spirit-minded, you'll be concerned with the things of the spirit. If you are sensuous, carnal, you'll be concerned about the things of the flesh. You see, it'll even affect your language. Do you want to kill me? Where did you get that from? That's not from the spirit. That's not from the kingdom. Can you see that? There's a language. You know, sometimes certain things happen to Christians and we wonder, but he was born again. Why did it happen? It happened because, you see, you didn't know what that fellow believed. You saw him praying. You knew he was born again. But you didn't know what his tongue was doing. Your life is a picture of your tongue. Never forget it.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Stockholm, Sweden. Lenny's Veg, 61-191-47, behind Solituna Hantavagars, Havi. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony, please call 073-733-0570. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message being spiritually minded.
Hallelujah.
Your life is a picture of your tongue. Never forget it. The Bible says your tongue controls your life. Just because you're born again doesn't mean everything is going to be all right. Your life is in your mouth. That's what the Bible says. Your life is in your mouth. I've been going in and out of sickness. That will be your life. You don't talk like that. You see, when you come into Christ, you have a new language. You belong in the kingdom of God. It's different. You're not allowed to say just anything. In the spirit, you have what we call illegal communication. Now, didn't you read what he said? If you ask anything according to his will, he hears you. Now, that's different from according to his will, he answers you. He says, according to his will, he hears you. And that if we know that he hears us, we ought also to know that we've got the petitions that we desired of him. In other words, when God hears you, you have it made. Now, what does that mean? When you pray according to his will, it means according to his word. When you pray according to his word, he hears. Now, when you pray in a way or in a language that's not according to his word, if you speak outside his word, he doesn't hear you. You see, God doesn't have to say no to your prayer. He just doesn't hear you. When you ask the wrong thing, he just doesn't hear you. But when you ask according to his word, the Bible says all the promises of Christ, of God in Christ, are yes. And in him, so be it. So if you ask according to his word, his answer is yes. His answer is amen, meaning so be it. So you don't ask according to his word and say, well, I don't know why God's not going to answer me. The Bible says his answer is always yes. So long as it is consistent with his word. He said, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss. He says the only reason you don't get it when you ask is when you ask outside of his word, you ask amiss. So the problem is not on God's side, it's on man's side. Glory to God. You know, there's a mentality, a spirit mentality that you must cultivate. And it's important. You've got to cultivate a spirit mentality. And that's what we're talking about, being spiritually minded, a spirit mentality. There is a saint's mentality, and there's a spirit mentality. Glory to God. See, those who came out of Egypt with Moses were very different from those who came out of Egypt and were in Joshua's group. They were the ones that got into the promised land. Those who came out with Moses didn't get in. Those in his generation didn't get in. Why? The Bible says they could not enter because of unbelief. It was hard to move them. They always backslid in their hearts. They always went back in their hearts to Egypt. Or it used to be better in those days. It used to be better. Do you ever feel it used to be better? It used to be better in those days. Have you heard people speak? When they talk about the government, they say, in those days. Yet the Bible says, do not desire the past days. Don't you say that they are better than these days. That's what the Bible says. But they don't hear it. Oh, in those days, you know, in those days. Always going back in their minds to Egypt. The onions and the garlics. In those days. You see, in those days. Some people even say God used to move swiftly in those days. He doesn't move anymore. How do you want him to move? He moves by you. When you move, God moves. All right. Okay. You're still here? Okay. Verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. They that are after the senses mind the things of the senses. And it says, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. The things of the Spirit. The things of the spirits. Spiritually minded people spend time on the things that enhance the growth of their spirit. Fleshly minded people spend time on things that enhance the growth of their senses. Hallelujah. What kind of books do you buy? Some of you, from work, you chatter all the newspapers in town. You're going to read them at home. You just chatter all of them because you don't want to be bored at home. Just chatter all the newspapers. Look at you. All the magazines you can get in town, you just pack them. You're going home. All the home videos you can get, you just pack them and take them home. One after the other, you're there. Have you read your Bible today? No, I'll read it later. You want to reserve reading of the Bible to when you're falling asleep. That's when you want to read it, in the night. And you deceive others by saying that you can really concentrate when others are sleeping. But that is when you sleep. As soon as they are sleeping, you go. You see, you mind the things of the flesh. Your TV is on 24 hours. What do you look for? Look at it. It's here. See it. For they that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh. They that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. How many Christian tapes do you have? Some of you buy them, but you don't listen to them. You just keep chattering them. You just keep buying them, but you never have time. You have lots of videos. You haven't watched one yet. Christian videos and Christian books. You have a beautiful library, but you don't use it. You don't pass your exam because you have the book. You have to read it. Is that correct? You can look at the book and say, I have that one. You still fail. Praise the Lord. All right, now come to this. Verse 6 is too touching. It is so powerful. Oh. For to be carnally minded is death. Look at it. We were just looking at those who were carnally minded a moment ago. It seemed like what they were doing wasn't really bad after. It wasn't really serious. They were just different from those who were spiritually minded. They were just different. Somebody says, I'm a Christian, but not a very serious one. Huh? Do you know where you are? You're a Christian, but not a serious one. Let me show you what it is not to be a serious Christian. Turn to your Bible again. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Don't forget it. Memory verse. Say it with me. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Okay, cover your Bible now. Don't close it fully. Look at me. Say Romans chapter 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Say it is there now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To be carnally minded is death, he says. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You want life? You want peace? You want to enjoy life? Then be spiritually minded. Then be spiritually minded. The next one, verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. The carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, it's not easy to understand who's in the flesh or who's in the spirit until you first of all know what it is to be in the spirit. In other words, for yourself, you've got to know who you are. You've got to know who the Christian is. What does God expect the Christian to be? Who is he? The different classes. You've got the babe in Christ. And the Bible says the babe is carnally minded. The babe is carnal. He doesn't understand spiritual things. And the Bible says he's a babe because he does not understand the doctrine of righteousness. He doesn't know what righteousness is. He's not skilled in the doctrine of righteousness. He's a babe. We read that on Wednesday night. Do you remember? That's a babe. He doesn't understand righteousness. In the Old Testament, you could only be righteous on the basis of the law. Is that right? To be righteous, you had to obey all the law. Then you'd be a righteous man. But did you know there was life before the law? How did man become righteous before the law? Abraham lived before the law. Yet the Bible says that righteousness was set to his account. Righteousness was reckoned to him. How? Why? Because he believed God. The Bible says Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. In other words, he believed God, and God called him righteous. What about all the wrong things Abraham did? God didn't think about them. He just called a man righteous. There was no law. He says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. He was called a friend of God. Abraham the righteous.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah! If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you!
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Stockholm, Sweden. Lenny's Veg 61-191-47, behind Solituna, Hantavakos, Habi. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to pray with us or share your testimony, please call 073-733-0570 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveword360.com. Thank you and God bless you.